We're going to talk about the inyan of the end of Rosh Hashanah, about a shlech tzibur being motzi the rabbi midei chovoson, if the tzibur has to daven by themselves, or they can be yotze with the tefillah of the shlech tzibur. The Gemara says over here, Mishnah says, machlokes Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim. Rabban Gamliel says, the Tanakama says that kishem sheshlech tzibur chayev kach kol yochid v'yochid chayev. That means that every yochid has machiv to daven by himself, and he can't be yotze with the shlech tzibur. And Gamliel says shlech tzibur motzi es harabim yidei chovosim. The shlech tzibur can be motzi the rabbi yidei chovosim. They can be yotze by hearing the davening of the shlech tzibur, and they don't have to daven themselves. This goes on Rosh Hashanah, but it also goes on the tefillah of every day of a whole year. Comes out that we have a machlokes from Gamliel and the Tanakama, if there's a din of shlech tzibur can be motzi every yochid the rabbi with davening. Gemara brings in the end of the Masechta, the last line, Ki yosei brovin Amar Rabbi Yaakov Varidi Amar Rabbi Shimon Chassidi Ropota Rabban Gamliel Elo'am Shebesodus. This is what Rabban Gamliel said, that Shliach Tzibur Motzi is a Rabbi Midei Chovoson. It's only on the Am Shebesodus, the people that can't come to Shul to daven. And the Gemara says, why? Mishum Da Maitaimen Mishum Da Nisi B'Meloch, that they are anusi, they have to work, they can't come to Shul to daven. Because of that, they can be yotze with the davening of the shliach tzibur, even though they didn't daven themselves. I will be year low, but in those that are in the year, they can't be yotze with the bracha of the shliach tzibur, and they have to daven by themselves. In Tosis in Dibur Amaschu Kach Motzi Yos Haboki, is mashma that in the second line in Tosis he says the. Talks about somebody who forgot to say Yalav Yovo and Rosh Chodesh and he has to daven again. So he can be yotze, the Behag holds, he can be yotze with the Shlich Tzibur's davening. That Tosis says, no. Shimon Gamliel only said, Am Shebesodesh. But somebody that's in the city can't be yotze. It means that Tosis learned, in the beginning at least, that anybody who can come to Shul, there's no way that he can be yotze with the brachas of the Shliach Tzibur. Only the Am Shebesodes and only ones that can be yotze. Later on, Tosis is different. Koponim will go the way Tosis learns in the beginning. The Gemara in Lamed Daled Amud Beis starts off, Tanya, Omer Lo L'Rabban Gamliel, L'Dvorecha, Loma Tzibur Mispalim. Why is the tzibur after daven? They asked him, if you can be yotze with the shlech tzibur, there'll never be a din that the tzibur is mechuyav to daven. You can always be yotze with the brachas of the shlech tzibur. L'chura, according to the pshat that we just saw in the beginning of Tosis, that it's only the Am Shebesodes, they're yotze with the tefillah of the shlech tzibur. It has something to do with shluchos shel adam kemotzis shlichus. It's not a din of shomei kohanim like somebody that's in shul that he hears, hearing is as if he said it. He's not hearing only what the shliach tzibur kipshuta. He's a shliach of the tzibur. So we have a call all the time that mitzvah bo. Yosher may be shlucho, a mitzvah for the person himself to daven more than with a shliach. That could have been a teretz. Dvarecha lomar tzibur mispalim could say because mitzvah bo yosher may be shlucho. That's why they have to daven. But then the Emes says that later on, Tosis learns different. He brings b'shem the kuntrus. And the Reef also says that somebody that's in the city doesn't mean that he's not Yotze at all. It means he has to hear from the Shliach Tzibur. That was Rabbi Gamliel's din. Somebody that's Be'ir, he has to hear from the Shliach Tzibur. Somebody that's Besoda doesn't have to hear from the Shliach Tzibur. So over here already, I don't think you can ask this Kasha, because if he has to hear from the Shliach Tzibur, so that's already Shamea Ka'ona, it's not a din of Shlichus. Much more than Shlichus, it's as if he davened by himself. And that's the Gemara's Kasha. If you can make a Shamea Ka'ona according to you, Mamish like they daven themselves, so what do they have to daven at all? The emes is that even if you'll say that only the people in the Sodor Yotze, like Tosis said in the beginning, you could still understand the Gemara's Kasha, because Einachanami Mitzvah Bal Yotze may be Shlucho, but the Chazal should make a takona that Tzibur Mispalim, that a Tzibur is Machiv to be Mispalim. It's not a takona you can't make, because there is a din of Shlichus. I mean, so you'll say it's a bigger mitzvah, it's a hidden mitzvah to do it by yourself. But a takona that you're Machiv to daven, there can't be. That was the Kasha. Why is there such a takona? A hidden mitzvah, I understand it is, but a takona to daven, there shouldn't have been such a takona if you can be yotze with the shliach tzibur's daven. But the emes is there's a much bigger kash over here. What's the Gemara ask? Lama tzibur mispalon? The tzibur mispalon because those that are not anusim are mispalon. Only the not anusim are mispalon. That's according to the first pshat in Tosis, we said. Who's Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur? Only those that are Anusim, only those that are Besoda, and those that are Be'ir, that they can come and hear from the Shliach Tzibur, they have to come and hear from the Shliach Tzibur. They can't even hear from the Shliach Tzibur. So that's why the Tzibur are Mispah. Who are the Tzibur? Those that are not Anusim. That's what it means, Tzibur. The Anusim are not Mispah in the Chanami. What's the big kasha of your Lama Tzibur Mispah? You see, the Tosis didn't slug up the first pshat. Tosis said, it's a pshat, you could learn like that, only Rashi learned different, but there is such a pshat that Rav Shimon Gamliel's din was only in the Amshe B'Sodesh. Anybody who's in this city is not Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur in any way, even if he hears from the Shliach Tzibur. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? This Kasha asks the Sefer Yom Teruah. And he says a pshat like this. The emes is, there should have been a din of Shomea Ka'ona, even somebody that's not onus and somebody that's in the city, and he hears it from the Shliach Tzibur. Why shouldn't he be heard from the Shliach Tzibur? It should have been that way, according to Rabban Gamliel. And that's the Gemara's Kasha, Lama Tzibur Mispalim. This is what we say. That those that are beer are not Yotze, that's only after the Gemara said the Teretz. Omar Lohen, Kidei Lahastir, Shliach Tzibur Tfiloso. The Rabban Gamliel answered, that why does the Tzibur have to daven to give the Shliach Tzibur a chance to prepare his Tfilah? Meanwhile, the old Tzibur will daven, meanwhile he davens with them, and he has a chance to be a Mesader's Tfilah, to prepare the Tfilah. Once there became a Din, that the Tzibur has to daven, Kedei Lahasdir Shliach Tzibur Tfiloso, the ones that became such a din, every Yochid is Mechuyev to daven, and he can't rely on the Shomea Ka'ona that he hears it from the Shliach Tzibur, because he has to daven, Kedei Lahasdir Shliach Tzibur Tfiloso. So who's left that can be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur? Only the Amshe Besodus Mishum Dan Nisi. So that din, that Gemara later, the Amshe B'Sodesh Yotze, that only comes after the Teretz of Lahasdir Shliach Tzibur Tfiloso. It comes out a strange thing, that this inyan of Lahasdir Shliach Tzibur Tfiloso is so chomer, it created the takona, which is so strong that if a yochid, the Tzibur daven, 10 people daven, and they gave the Shliach Tzibur a chance to be Mesader's Tfilah, but still, one person that didn't take part in that, in that preparation, in that helping him out to prepare, And he can't be yotze with the shliach tzibur tefillah. What? Why can't he be yotze? But the tzibur was mekayim the lahastir shliach tzibur tefillah. And lechor, it's even stronger. This din of lahastir shliach tzibur tefillah, lechor, I would say, it's a din on the tzibur. It's a din. It's, I have to say, there are certain things that are a din on every yochid. There's other things that are a din on the tzibur. Everything, every mitzvah is a din on the yochid, but there are certain things that are a din on the tzibur. For example, Kriyas HaTorah, everybody knows. Pashtis, the pshat is Kriyas HaTorah is a din on the tzibur that gets together. It's mechuyev to make a Kriyas HaTorah, but a yochid is not mechuyev. Pashtis, it's like that. Same thing is over here. When you have 10 people that daven together, 10 people together, so they're mechuyev to have a shliach tzibur daven. And they're mechuyev to give him a chance to be mesaleh the tefillah. But once the tzibur did that, what's wrong? Why can't a yochid also by himself, why can't he be yotze with the din shemei akonah to hear from the shliach tzibur the davening? And why is that takonah so strong that it doesn't even let a yochid be mekayim the shemei akonah and hear from the shliach tzibur? Well, to explain this, I wanted to bring a Rambam and a Rosh. Well, first we'll start with the words of the Rosh. In Megillah, in the third parak of Megillah, is a sugya of Paras al Shema. It says over there, there's such a thing as to be motzi, the people who come late, and they didn't hear Kaddish and Baruch Hu. So the din is that you can say it for them. Somebody, or one of them, can get up and say it for those that didn't hear. On that, the Rosh, he brings Rashi that he says he says Kaddish and Baruch, and also the Baruch Rishon of Yetzirah. Now the Rosh says, what will be if somebody already davened? Can he say these things for them? He says he can. Even somebody who davened can say it over. He says Kaddish and Baruch and the Baruch Rishon of Kriyas Shema. He can say it again. Why can? How does he know that? So he says, Sharei, we find that Shliach Tzibur Afal Pishis Palel. Chazir mispalo b'korom afa pisha kulanu b'kin achshov. You see, the Rosh shows there is such a thing as davening a second time. If you have a reason to. The shliach, and I suppose the whole minyan are b'kin. So who's the shliach tzibur davening for? When he davens chazor sasad, they're all b'kin. The terz is that you can daven a second time for whatever reason. So the same thing is over here. The Paras al Shema can even if he davened already, he can say again, Yetzirah, for those that didn't hear. The Rosh is Docha the Raya, and he says two things. First, he says Shaini Shemun Esra is different because there's a din al Vaishis Pala Adam Kol Ayom Kulo. So Mamela, somebody wants to daven again. There is such a thing as davening a second time. And another Teretz, he says it's different, because over there, the Shliach Tzibur davens a second time. Kedesh Yanu HaKol Kedusha. He can daven a second time, Kedesh, to call. He's not davening, he's not just stam davening a second time, davening over again. He's davening to say Kedusha for the Tzibur. That's why he's davening the second time. But just stam to daven over again. To say Yotzar a second time, that you can't. Kopan comes out, according to both Terutzim of the Rosh, the Shliach Tzibur is davening a second time. There's a reason why he davens. It has meaning, the second tefillah. Either you could stand daven as much as you want, or for Kedusha, to say Kedusha. But according to the Havamin of the Rosh, what did the Rosh in the beginning think? The Rosh says that somebody who wants to be Paras al Shema for the Tzibur, he can do it, because you find a Tzibur that was mispal, I find a Shliach Tzibur, even though he was mispal, He can be chazer mispalel, even though kulanu bekin. So how did the Rosh understand? Why does he do it? The Rosh, he wants to show you there's such a thing as davening twice. Even without the din of alavaisis palolim koyom kulu, and without the entering kedusha, just you can daven a second time. So why should he really daven it? So how did he understand? He must have had some havona, according to the havamin of the Rosh. So I want to say like this, that certain Rambam in Perek Ches from Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Aleph. And the Rambam starts out, Tfilas HaTzibur Nishmas Tomid. Tfilah of the Tzibur is always heard. It has a special kach, the Tfilah of the Tzibur. And he says even further, V'afilu hayu ben chotim, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mois b'tfilosim shel rabim. V'afichach, tzarech odom nishati v'atzmai ma'tzibur, so you have to daven with the tzibur, because the tefillah of the tzibur is heard. It's always heard. It has a kach that it's nishmas tamid. But what does it mean, tefillah sa tzibur? So in that, the Rambam says later, in Halacha Dalet, keitzadi tefillah sa tzibur, what is it? And the Rambam says, yeh echad mispalo bekor brom, Fakol Shaman. The Rambam doesn't say that Tfilas HaTzibur means that 10 people daven together, the davening together, that's Tfilas HaTzibur. The Rambam says that you send a Shliach Tzibur to daven. That's what's called Tfilas HaTzibur. And that has a koach. It's mashma, he's explaining this what he said, the union of Shliach Tzibur, that's coming to explain what he said in the beginning of the parak, Tfilas HaTzibur Nishmas Tomid. So, that means, there is a special korach that's called Tfilas HaTzibur, which means that you send the Shliach Tzibur to daven for everybody. Comes out, besides, the truth is that in a halacha later, the Rambam talks about if the Shliach Tzibur is motzi or not motzi. This whole sugya they hear in Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam brings in a later halacha. Comes out that besides everything that we were saying till now, of being yebing motzi, not being motzi, there's also such a thing as a special maila of a tzibur standing together and sending a Shliach Tzibur to daven for them. In the Sefer Melor Rohan on Inyonim of in Shas, so he has a whole Marach on the Sugya over here. And he wants to say that the Inyon of Am Gamliel, that the Shliach Tzibur could be Motzi, the Rabbim Dechov Vosson, even if they're not in Shul, even the Amshe Besodis, that they're not listening. The Inyon is, because tefillah is b'makom tmidim tiknim. Tefillah is a carbon tzibur. What's a carbon tzibur? The Klal Yisrael sends the kohanim to be makrib a carbon. And the carbon is a carbon for the whole Klal Yisrael. In the whole Eretz Yisrael, in the whole country. It's there, it's everybody's carbon. The same thing is in tefillah, it's also the same thing. The tzibur sends somebody to daven for them. He's makrib, the carbon tzibur for everybody. And it's their carbon, and they have everything that a carbon does to the person that is makrivit, that pool that happens to all these people because they have a shliach tzibur davening for them. So it could be that's what the Rambam means over here. Tfilas HaTzibur Nishmas Tomid, a tzibur that sends a shliach tzibur. Of course, it means that they listen to his davener. So there, that has a mild. I saw it in Sfarim, brought b'shem the Arizal that Chazaras Hashatz is even a higher madrega than the regular davening, and it's hard to say that there should be something in Kabbalah that should contradict what it says in Halacha, ki yadua, and if you learn past the sugya, everything we've been learning till now, it comes out. And Chazaras Hashatz is a takona for certain people, to help certain people that are not in their situation, the normal situation, the Einam Bekim, or the Amsa Besodas. But to make it to say it has a mila over the regular tefillah, in halacha it has no makom to say such a thing. But according to what we're saying, according to what it's mashma in the Rambam, so that is what tefillah hatzibur means. So I'm thinking that you can fit that. Well, first of all, I'm thinking that that's what the Rosh means in the beginning. That's what the Rosh held in the beginning. You see that even somebody davened already can daven again. I mean, to have this mila of tefillas hatzibur, if somebody already davened, l'chur, the second tefillah, it's not a tefillah. If you already davened, it's not a tefillah. What makes it a tefillah? The Torah says if you have a purpose to be mekayim that inyan of tefillas hatzibur, that the purpose is what makes it a tefillah. You don't have to. Of course, in the Teretz, the Rosh says, no, Elvaishis Palodam Koim Kulo. You can anyway daven again and again. Okay, but what did the Rosh hold in the beginning? For a purpose, you can daven a second time. The same thing, he brought from there right to those that are Perez al Shema. If you have a purpose to be Mochi, the people who didn't hear Kaddish and Baruch, you can. And you have to say the first Baruch of Yitzhar to go together with it. So for that purpose, you can daven again. That was his right. But at Kol Poim, that's when he understood that you daven a second time to be Mekayim, the union of Tfilas HaTzibur. I'm going to say that you can fit that into the Gemara over here, with the Gemara about Lahasdir Shliach Tzibur Tfilas. So it could be like this. Don't Tzibur davens today to give the Shliach Tzibur time to be Mesader his tefillah. Now, the Mogen Avraham brings in Siman Samach Tes B'Shem Deradvaz that if 10 people come and each one daven by himself, then they come together, they can't do Chazor HaShachat. Mashmah, the Radvaz understood that Chazor HaShachat means that if they had 10 people daven together, so he's Chozer, Kipshuta Chozer on the tefillah that they all daven. Them is the Dorum Ervov and Rabbi Kiveg over there both say that the Shulchan Aruch is not much more like that. But we'll go here now on the Minma with the Sheet of the Radvaz. Now what's the pshat in that? It could be the Radvaz understood like this. The last day Shliach Tzibur philosopher, he is doing a tefillah that the Rambam calls tefillas hatzibur. But what makes him... he's davening for them. Tfilas HaTzibur, it's not just he's davening and they're listening, only what makes it for them a Tfilas HaTzibur, that was the fact that one person davens and they listen. It could be that the Radvaz learned that since they davened quietly, Mimela, they gave him a chance to be Mesader his Tfilah. So they were Messiah to him in this tefillah that he's davening out loud, and they're all listening. So it's mamish, they all put something into his tefillah. Mimele, his tefillah is for them, a tefillah is hatzibur. Just like, and it's very good with the way the Melor Roim said that the shliach tzibur is like the kind that's makriv carbon for the whole klal. So they all give shkolim, everybody gives something, everybody... how do you say this? Mashkia someone puts in something to bring this carbon. The same thing is over here. It's not just time that they're listening to him. Only they were Messiah in his boom is. Of course, we don't understand what it means nowadays that we have sidurim and we all know the darling. But it says he's mochi the inner book. It means he is a book. But whatever it is, but it does something. To giving him a chance to be Masadu, could be if we would really know what davening means, we would understand what it is. But our component, they have a siyua, they help him prepare his tefillah. So they made his tefillah that it should be a tefillah. So his tefillah is tefillah hatzibur. But it's not just that he's doing it, it's much more than just to be mochi. Once there's such a thing as a shliach tzibur, there is such a concept. Now you can talk. Can he be mochi those that don't daven at all? But the etzem mitzan atzmo shliach tzibur is a milah that
that it makes the tefillah be nishma, like the Rambam says. And the Rambam says, "Echad mispal v'hakol shamim." The Rambam says, "Oh, is lafi zeh?" You can understand very good what the Yom Teruah said. What did we start off in the beginning that we brought? That the Yom Teruah said that this whole thing, that according to the first sheet in Tosfos, that the only place when Shtech Tzivos Motzi the Rabbi missed the Amshe Besodis, that they're not there. Anybody who's there is not Motzi. Why is he not Motzi? So we ask. So he says, because they made a takona l'hastir Shtech Tzivos Tfilos. There's a takona that everybody has to daven. One thing is this takona that everybody has to daven. You can't be yotze with the shlichtzi. So yes, why not? Why can't a yochid say enough that the tzibur was mekayim that inyan? They gave him a chance to be mesad. Now I can do what I want. I want to be yotze with this. Why does he go that far? This lahaster goes that far that it doesn't let the yochid be yotze with the tefillah of the shlichtzi. According to what we're saying, the lahaster shlichtzi tefillah is much more than just giving him time. Not just the doing that the tzibur has to give him time, the tzibur is helping him. And you want to be different. And you didn't put in anything, you weren't mashkiya anything. It's kilo, you didn't give your machzis ha-shekel, so it's makuim and you, what Moshe Rabbeinu said, al teifin om in chosim, that you shouldn't get a chilek in the carbon tzibur, because you didn't bring mishtatus with the tzibur and helping the shatlus other tfilos. So you can't be yotze with the tefillah of the shlich tzibur. That's why takon of lahaster goes that far. That'll be the pshat in the Yom Teruah teretz. Now I'm going to add something to go further with this svar of carbon tzibur and tefillah of tzibur to the shlich tzibur. Does I want to be masbir another nekud over here. In Tosfos he talks what will be the din. If somebody forgot Yalav Yovim, so and he has to daven over again. So the Behag says that he should hear the tefillah from the shliach tzibur and be yotze. Afal pi shehu boki, so he can be yotze, but he can listen to the tefillah of the shliach tzibur. This second tefillah that he has to daven, that you can be yotze with the shliach tzibur's daven. In the end, the Tosfos says, he asks, he's not from the Am Shebesodis that I knew him, only the Am Shebesodis could be Yotze with the Shlech Tzibur. The Tosfos says in the half a line, he answers, Yesh lechalek ben eched ispalo v'tor, leched o ispalo klal. When do we say that you have to daven by yourself? That's only when he was mispala, when he was low ispala klal, you can't rely on the shliach tzibur. But somebody that was already ispala, when he made a mistake, he can't. So everybody asks, what's the chilek of it? If you have to daven, so you have to daven. So there's no such thing as being yotze with a shliach tzibur if you're not honest. So why? Because you patch together the two things that he davened, but. And he only has to daven again, and he can hear from this shliach tzibur, so it's good enough. But you can't be yotze with the shliach tzibur. I wanted to go again with this svar. The whole svar of Rabbi Gamliel, as we saw from the Sefer Melah Rhyme, he says that the svar of Rabbi Gamliel is that the shliach tzibur could be motzi the rabbi medin carbon tzibur. That he makes a carbon tzibur. He's makib the carbon tzibur. Maybe everybody's yotze from him. We're going now, like the Chach. Let's say we don't pass in the Rambam Gamliel, or whatever, or those that are not anusim. What's a child? Why is it that only our owners can be yotze with carbon tzibur? Can say that the kind is makif the carbon tzibur everybody for the whole collection. So why by tefillah it's not like that. Let me see, that besides the Indian of being makriv hakorban, there's gemaras in many places that say tefillah is rachmin. Rachmin, that person has to be mevakish rachmin. And the Rishonim say that the svar of the chachomim that hold that this little tzibur can't be motzi. Let's say a feel of yod. Let's say yod that the shliach tzibur, the Rabbi Gamliel will say shliach tzibur can be motzi even a baki. But the chamim argue because the pshat. I there's a din shemei in kotar kol. There's a din shemei kona. Why the chamim argue that shliach tzibur can be motzi? Because tefilas rachman. You have to be mevakish rachmim on yourself. And such a thing to be mevakish rachmim, you can't go to somebody else, say as Kisha, every person has to be mevakish for himself. Even though there is such a thing as you send somebody to a melech, there is such a thing as sending a melech to a melech to talk for you. But it could be that the Chazal wanted that a person should shebemes be margish, that he needs rachmim, and without asking Hashem for rachmim, won't get it. And that hargosh you don't get unless you daven by yourself. I'm saying over here that he already was mekayim v'inyan, that he already was mevakish rachmim. So why does he have to daven again? Because it's missing the olive yovah. He has to daven again. So lekuli alma, that tefillah is an inyan of karbonis, of being makriv a karbon. The pshat is the bakashas rachmim he did already. The karbon was, there's a psul in the karbon. The karbon wasn't bishlemus. It's like shalom lishma, that it's kosher below olu, that you have to bring another carbon. The first carbon is kosher, but still you have to bring another carbon. You have to be mashlim. You have to be mashlim a certain piece that's missing. So you have over there. Everybody will agree to Rabbi Gamliel's svara. Over there, you don't have the time that the chachamim have. That tefillah is rachman. Is maybe you have to. Everybody has to down by themselves. Maybe you can be yotze with the shliach tzibur, but that'll be the pshat in the Bahag. Yeah. That's what I wanted to say over here. Just to add something. I saw in the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim, I think he brings me shame that Rizal. That when this there was an Indian that Yosef said to bring Binyamin, to bring down Binyamin. When he said Miraglim out there, he said to bring down Binyamin, and that was before they knew that he was Yosef. So he said, there's a special Indian that there should be by Yosef. There was a special Indian. Because we don't have a sugar of what was going on there, but there was an inyan by him that the 12 shvatim should be together, all 12, with Binyamin, before they know that he's Yosef. And the Arizal says that that's tefillah belachash, that's the inyan of tzatziba, the davens in a whisper. Then, when he said, I'm the Yosef, Odovichai was Megal himself, so then it became the 12 shvatim together, out loud, knowing that he's Yosef. And that's like tefillah, that's like Chazar Sashat. That's it. That's what I saw in the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim B'Shem Arizal. Is Lefizeh, the pshat is that he was Vaistos, that Yosef was the Shlech Tzibur. I think that's what he means, that he was the Tzadik. Yosef is called the Tzadik. He was the Tzadik of all the brothers. So the pshat is that first it's Lahasti Shlech Tzibur philosophers. The etzim being together, that's that the 12 shvatim are together is secretly kilo. They don't know that he's the shlich tzibur. They didn't know that he's Yosef. That does something. It accomplishes something. What does it accomplish? The last year shlich tzibur philosopher. They help him prepare himself. Later on, when he said I'm the Yosef, then he was niskala who the real shlich tzibur is, who the tzaddik ador is. That he's that everybody's connected to him. He's my shpia for the tzibur, and that's be'emes a higher madrege than the first time. That's already a union of the gula shleim of lasid lava. When Hashem will say ani Hashem, the same thing like ani Yosef, like the Medrash says.